The Washington Sanitarium, 1912, typed. A sanitarium is greatly needed near the city of Washington. In the providence of God, such an institution will be the means of bringing a knowledge of the truth to those in high places. Sanitariums are the right hand of the gospel. In them, the sick are to be educated that sin is the transgression of the law, and that it is this transgression that brings suffering and disease. In our sanitariums, temperance in all its bearings is to be taught. Those who are suffering as the result of a wrong course of action are to be shown the necessity of reform in their habits of life. The laws of health have been violated. The eating of flesh meat and of rich, highly spiced foods has injured the delicate lining of the digestive organs, and if such ones would get well, they must adopt a simple, healthful diet. Those in charge of our sanitariums are to give clear instruction in regard to these things. Medical missionaries are to be ministers of the gospel, showing the sick that by violating the laws of life and health, they are deranging the machinery of the body. There are many learned men and women who do not understand the necessity of carefully guarding the living machinery. Their minds are to be aroused to the harm that they are doing themselves by indulging in wrong habits, by intemperance in eating and drinking. They are to be shown the necessity of discarding alcoholic liquor and tobacco in every form. The use of tobacco is a needless, harmful indulgence. Our physicians are to go to the root of the matter, showing that sickness and suffering do not come from God, but are the result of a wrong course of action.